How are we? We are back. Your favorite podcast. Back with another episode of Everything Everywhere on Mike. Will Pesher is here, episode number 11. Alternative today. no guest today. Although I hope you guys enjoyed the last three episodes with guests. I told you it was going to come sooner or later. So today's just going to be on my own, but we're going to see what we can get into today. I have a couple topics, and then later in the podcast, we're going to talk about ghost stories, and why not, and they're funny. We're going to review people's ghost stories and see if they're true or not, see if we believe them, see if they're kind of weird. And I want to thank everyone who supported me in the last couple episodes. I really appreciate it. It makes me keep going. And everyone who continues to support me, I appreciate it, no matter how much you listen or what. And definitely check out the Instagram, because I just posted some content there, which I also said was coming, and it finally did. So, yeah, EE on Mike Pod on Instagram, and check out updates for the podcast and whatever else you might need to see. But yeah, we're going to jump into it today with a little couple things I wanted to talk about. Also, first, shout out to Alex Pereira for winning the UFC light heavyweight title. You just love to see it. Quick shout out to my guy. First thing I saw, a company is offering to pay someone $2,500 to watch 25 Christmas movies in 25 days. Only $2,500. I don't know if that's worth the time, man. Like, if it was for like $10K, maybe. I don't know if it's just part of me. I'm not a huge Christmas movie fan, but yeah. I mean, I understand why they put that number, but like, I don't know if I'd do that. Honestly, like, that's a lot of time just to Christmas movies, and if you're not getting more out of it, I don't know if I would do that. If I was that desperate, honestly. Like, for $10K, I take away a month, but. I guess all you'd have to do is just watch one movie a day. That's not terrible, but I don't know. Just for that price, I don't know if I would do it. And it's basically a job, though. So I guess anyone 18 or older can apply. Like, I don't know what's in the application. Are you lazy? Do you have no life? Like, what else is in the application? Oh, man. I wouldn't be able to do that. Apparently, employees will be asked to rate films. Oh, okay, so it might be for like a survey or something, but you know, I don't know what this is for and why they're doing this, but yeah, no, that's not worth the money for sure, in my opinion. So yeah, next up, this was kind of has to do with the pod. It's actually inspired me to do that kind of pod episode I wanted to run today. Devil-like figure uncovered in 230-year-old painting after restoration. Now, I'm looking at it, and that thing is weird looking, bro. I don't know what they had going on. Like, it is tormented, bro. Like, the thing with stuff like this, man, old pictures, like, there's nothing scary looking old pictures. Like, do you remember those times where they would have a picture, and most of these were fake, right? And it would be a picture back in the day, and they're like, oh, my God, like, what is that in the background? Or like, oh, my God, there's a ghost in the background. Like, if you believe any of that stuff, you're kind of crazy, because the power of Photoshop now, man, you can't believe anything. Unless it's video, but even video too, I guess anything could be like kind of Photoshopped. So yeah, that was pretty dumb, but the thing is creepy. I'm not going to lie, that is pretty creepy. the more money a couple spends on their wedding and engagement rings, the more likely they are to get the divorce. Now, you know, that's funny, and it's kind of ironic. You know, a lot of people I know like just go all out on weddings, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think you absolutely have to throw a rager. It's a wedding. It's a huge thing. You got everyone's family there, friends. Like, you're gonna have to have you want to have the wedding. Man, I hope one of my friends gets married soon, because definitely want to make my debut performance at a wedding. Maybe going for a triple double. But yeah, I just think that's not surprising. Like, I don't know. You're just. It's the thought that counts, you know what I mean? Like, if you're spending so much money on a ring, just because, like, money shouldn't determine someone's relationship, and I think money is how it gets in the way of a lot of people's marriages. So I guess this doesn't surprise me, but yeah, 2018, they surveyed 3,000 married people and found there are certain characteristics that increase the likelihood of divorce, and I guess that was one of them. I guess average cost of them like $2,000. Sheesh, man. I mean, you gotta think about it. Like, on top of that, like, I understand you gotta get something good for your bride, but man, like, what if it doesn't last long? And then you spent what, $10K on a ring, however much they spent on a wedding. It's like, it's just, it's not it. I think, and the likelihood of divorce, which is pretty, is a lot. So weddings cost more than $20,000, increasing the likelihood by 1.6 times. And yeah, I don't know what these stats are, man. Like, soon there's just numbers, and I'm just like, all right, like, enough. Like, what are these numbers? A group of undercover Detroit police posing as drug dealers tried to arrest another group of undercover police posing as drug buyers. Dude, this seems like an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I mean, Jesus, like, that is so dumb. That's like, someone said, the perfect example of calling two restaurants and pranking them to speak to each other. I mean, that's pretty much it, man. That's kind of funny. That's stupid. That's something you'd see straight out of a TV episode for sure. But I don't know. I don't get how that kind of stuff would happen. That's pretty embarrassing. Imagine just like, oh, but you guys are undercover too? Like, it's weird. That was weird. Al Capone is the reason we have expiration dates on milk bottles. After his niece became extremely ill from bad milk, the powerful Chicago gangster lobbied aggressively for expiration dates to be put on milk for the safety of children and pregnant women. If he was lactose, oof. But that's something where it's like, you know, most things happen because of decisions. Decisions, like the craziest things can happen. It's all by people in this world that make like decisions and little incidents. Like, because a lot of people are like, oh, how did this become invented? Or how would this become a thing? Like, it's usually just because of a decision somebody made, obviously. So, yeah, a lot of that is interesting. But enough of that. We're going to jump into some ghost stories. Let's read. This is from a little website where people just like share their ghost stories. I don't know how I found this. It was the most random thing I looked up. But, all right. This happened a few nights ago. I am someone who's very prone to getting sick. I'm either always down with a cold or fever, and they usually cause body pain, blah, blah, blah. So he's okay. So this dude's up a lot at night because of pain and sickness. It's important to note that I was super exhausted. Okay, so let's keep that in mind with what he sees, because sleep deprived. My room was dark, sitting up in bed, constant pain. He just knew he couldn't fall asleep. Then the mom enters the room. Jimmy, are you on your phone? Are you on your iPad? And the mom comes in. Oof, better hope your door's locked. You might just think this was strange. Looking back at it, definitely was. How is that strange for your mom entering the room? You were probably like on site that you shouldn't have been on, and it's probably past your bedtime, but I don't know. Since it was dark and I was feeling groggy, I couldn't exactly recall her face. There wasn't anything off about her to me. Okay, so what is scary about this so far? I mean, this feels like I swear to God, nothing interesting happens in this. She asked me what was wrong, and I told her I was unable to sleep and I had body pain, blah, blah, blah. So he tells the mom. The mom went outside the room. He saw the lights turn on. She returned a few moments later, got some cough medicine. He drank it. His mom left and he fell asleep. Next day, his mom was sitting in front of the TV, but she didn't ask me how I felt, which she usually does. I told her that I was still feeling drowsy because of the side effects. My mom then looked at me strangely and asked me why I took the medicine. I was super confused and replied with, "You gave it to me last night?" My mom denies the fact that she ever stepped into the room and that she's inclined to believe. I'm inclined to believe her because she has never pulled pranks, especially one required to actually give her medicine. That's fair. In addition, my mom was asleep, and there's no way she'd get up in the middle of the night to play such a poor prank. Either there's something your mom's not telling you, bro, or you got someone living in your basement. This could easily be some ghost that maybe cared about you in another lifetime. I don't know, dude. That is weird, bro. That is a little weird. Or it could just be mom prank of the year, prank of the century. That would be an amazing prank. That's a messed up prank to do your kid. Like, oh no, Jimmy, like I wasn't there. That is a crazy prank, man. I don't know how. The mom would have to be really messed up. Someone said it's possible she mommed so hard she didn't get all of that while sleepwalking. It could have been a dream. I mean, he's really sick, he's sleep deprived. That couldn't even happen. It could have just been something in his head. Especially if it looked like his mom, he was just seeing things. Maybe the drugs were kicking in a little bit. Oh, he didn't take them yet. I don't know if he had any more before, but that's an interesting one. Can't really say much about that. I don't think that's anything crazy. Oh, God. All right, next one. That looks dumb. Oh, I saw. Oh, jeez. This one says, I saw my bag flying. A year ago when I was like 9, I just moved to a new house. One afternoon, I was back from school and went upstairs to my room. And when I was in the door, I saw a bag that was on my desk flying out of the air and it fell down in my bed. I just ran out of there and forgot. He was probably fried, honestly. I think he was on something for sure. Am I going crazy? Let's see. A few months ago, I started to see things pop around my house, neighborhood, and generally everywhere I went. They didn't look like people, more like shadow figure shapes that would approach me. I started seeing things, you know, my brother passed away. Dude, it's a hard thing, you know, like with the sightings and people seeing stuff out of the ordinary, because that kind of stuff does happen. It's like, I've never seen it, but also, you don't know what you're really seeing sometimes. And not even if you're on something, like, you could have hallucinations, sleep deprived, or mentally, I don't know if it's a condition you can have, but, you know, it's hard when people say they see stuff, because there's never, like, evidence, you know what I mean? So it's always just, it's hard to tell with these kind of ones, I don't know. But, yeah, I can't really say that I've seen anything out of the ordinary. I experienced something last night. Very back and forth when it comes to paranormal activity, so am I. But my amazing, sweet, elderly neighbor passed away 6 days ago, and his wake was yesterday, which I attended. When me and my fiance arrived to his wake, had to accept that he was gone. So awful, obviously. I'm just trying to get to the point where you talk about. When I got home, my fiance went to bed. I stayed up and played video games. What a life this guy gets to live. My God, dude, like, your life's amazing. Like, you're playing video games, you got a wife, you're going to bed, like, nice, dude. How could this get any worse for you? Moments later, my cat jumped down from the top of her couch, went to the floor, and stared at it as if something was on the other side. Dude, I don't want to interrupt the story, but, I mean, cats, they always do stuff. Pets always do stuff like that. They get alarmed by the smallest noise, so let's see. She was there for probably 5 minutes, and then went back to the couch, stared at the door for the rest of the night. Then I hear a thud on her wood floor. I looked over, and both my cats are still sitting there, so I'm not sure what that was. Freak out, so I went to bed, watched TikToks, and I was like, what a life this guy lives. You got pets, a fiance, TikTok. 2 minutes pass, I see a shadow besides my fiance. It looked like she raised her hand all the way up and back down. It was just a black silhouette, so I wasn't sure if it was her arm. I woke her up, and she asked if she just lifted her arm. She said no. Lay back down, afraid to open his eyes. He's scared. Come on, bro. Felt sad, but suddenly a few minutes later, I felt extremely warm, like I did at his funeral. Ooh. Felt warmth around my back and chest, like I was being hugged, all my sadness and the pain went away. Morning comes, tell my fiance what I felt, blah, blah. Yeah, okay. You never know. That it is interesting. The timing is a little weird. If he's not capping, this stuff did happen. The timing is a little weird. Maybe he's in a very emotional state. You know, he lost a friend, it seems like. That was important to him and his fiance, or this was just literally you got the man, you know, telling you it's all good. That's crazy how you got one. But someone said, I firmly believe he was there with you, letting you know that he's okay and watching over you and your fiance. And that could be it, you know. I think part of it has to do with just how people take kind of things. You never know, but yeah. So that's an interesting one. I honestly could believe that for sure. I don't think he's going crazy. And yeah, so that's a long one. I'm trying to get so some of these aren't good so far. Oh god, Singapore hospital ghost account. Let's see. Editor's note, I blurred out the name of the hospital for certain reasons, but the location makes it quite obvious if you don't know. When I was admitted to a hospital, I had several encounters that I could not forget. Hospital looked old. It's near Queenstown, blah blah. Reason I was admitted there. Okay. First two nights were okay, and the paranormal stuff. Now, dude, if you're in a hospital at night, I can believe there's some crap going on with some ghosts, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Like, you know, all these people are in their rooms, houses, seeing things. You know, they're sleep deprived. Nah, bro, you're like in a hospital, bro. Oof, yeah, no, I can believe this. So this one should be interesting. Let's see. There was this old lady beside me when I was admitted. Her family members did say that she was demented, therefore she was spouting nonsense most of the time, but it was entertaining. She always thinks that I was her daughter and often called me. That's really sad, but although she said things that didn't make sense, she said this on the third night that scared the shit out of me. She used a fake name, Rose. Rose, okay, I won't expose her daughter's name. Rose, ask that lady to stop staring at me, I'm scared. She then said to me, pointing across her bed, however, the bed was empty. Although I ignored it first, she started shrieking more often. Oh, nah, dude, I'm quitting the job. I'm putting in my 2 weeks notice, and I'm out of there, bro. I'm going back to school and getting rid of the doctor. Like, dude, nah, I'm not doing that, man. However, the bed was empty. I called a nurse, and she covered. Dude, this feels like straight out of Smile, bro. Have you guys ever seen that movie? That's what this feels like, but I'm going to keep going. I still chose to ignore her, but I definitely felt the chills. Now, on the fifth day, the old lady was discharged, and I was alone in the ward, of course. Oh, and it's a ward, too. Oh, God, yeah, no, dude, I can totally believe this. Then the final incident took place. I was just lying around doing my thing. I noticed something moving outside the window area, moving back and forth. When I turned, I just saw a white cloth. Oh, nah. White cloth in the tree outside of the cloth. No hair or facial features visible. Knew it was just a normal cloth. But I stared at it for a while and suddenly just flew up. Okay, now, see, dude, you had me there with, you know, in the hospital and the girl from Smile, and the woman from Smile. But you know, to start this thing, so you just see something flying out the window. It's like, oh, man, like, I don't know. Imagine, like, this whole podcast table just starts floating, like, mid-episode. Obviously, I knew that wasn't just a normal cloth. Yeah. Night went by, and I woke up facing the window. Is she sleeping at the... Do they have to sleep at the wards, bro? Oh, God, no. I'm putting in my 2 week notice. Night went by, and I woke up facing the window in the middle of the night. I swear when I saw that white cloth dangling outside my window from the top. So that's all that happened. I know my story is quite short, but I hope it was scary. It is a little creepy. Dude, that is a little weird. Like, again, the timing. You're at a ward. It could be haunted, but I don't really understand how it relates to the grandmother. Oh, I see what she's saying. She's saying that's the daughter. Okay. Okay, that's an interesting one. You know, I can kind of believe that. Okay, okay. Is this possible? Let's see. Supernatural. Okay. That being said, so quickly, I'm a 40-year-old living in Florida, boss at a cell phone store. Seems like a pretty chill life. So about 2 months ago, I started taking my hour lunch break across the street. I mean, dude, at a cell phone store, you're probably on... And who has a cell phone store anymore? I mean, you're probably on a break most of the whole time. Like, this isn't like... Unless he means like Verizon, AT&T. Like, you're at like one of those like Radio Shacks. Like, you're on break the whole time, right? You could probably eat lunch during your shift. But anyways. So, just taking his break, he goes across the street behind some dental offices and medical places. There's a wooded area behind the buildings with buildings on the other side too. No one really goes back there, but there's a clearing. So he probably was going for a smoke. He's like, oh, this looks scary, like classic horror movie. Small black cat started showing up, and I gave it a little bit of my sub meat, turkey, whatever. Okay, I didn't want to give it too much because I didn't want him to become dependent on my food. Dude's playing Minecraft out here. Not sure if that's backed by facts, but it made sense to me. Another cool thing is there's a lot of squirrels. Okay, I don't care. So, this goes on for a while. The cat is now waiting there when I come over. Gets his little snack. So this becomes a little thing. They're developing a little relationship. Well, after having Friday off in the weekend Monday, there was a lunch party. Oh, God. It seems like you guys just be partying at this Radio Shack. So he had 30 minutes. He had already eaten. And the cat was waiting for him. Going like crazy. Wanting the food. So, then he says the cat goes into a predator stance. Dude, I've never seen a cat go into a predator stance, but that's very interesting. Laying low and completely still. He's about 10 yards away. Well, he's looking at a squirrel, and I'm like, this little cat is going to attack a squirrel. Well, at that time, I went, no squirrels ever. So, squirrel comes up to him. Okay. This is going to be ridiculous. Did he say he's trying to say he shot the cat? I show him and he jets right. Oh, yeah, show him. He jets right into the cat's mouth. Chip was huge. So the cat ate a chipmunk. Okay, dude, I don't. And he's saying it swallowed it whole, dude. This is the most not true story of all time, but I want to see where it goes. It's low key ridiculous. This guy was having a bad trip. But I swear at the moment, yeah, anybody who talks like that, it's not true. Cat had this big squirrel hanging by its scruff, looks over at me like, thanks for the assist. That was an accident. It's like he's talking to this cat. Like, this is straight out of a show, man. Like, I'm just going to skip. This looks really dumb. Move a box from there. 30 minutes. This man said it was coming right from my eyes, and somehow the grace of God, I was able to dodge it. Like Muhammad Ali versus Foreman. So he's basically saying that he got attacked by this demon cat. Yeah, we're not... That's ridiculous. Bro was in an episode of like Rick and Morty, man. Let's get out of here. Ooh, this one looks good. All right, we're going to do a couple more, guys. My brother, I'm actually having fun reading these because some of these are so ridiculous. Like, this man just said that there was a cat that he tamed, then it ate a squirrel, and then it attacked his work office and destroyed the work office. Yeah, that totally happened. All right, this one's titled My Brother. I work at a retail store. I was closing one night. It was just me and one other person. We had walked to the store to make sure all the customers were gone. We were standing by the front door, and after just having locked it, we heard a cart rolling out in the store. Dude, I've seen carts just rolling from the wind, like, all the time, just in parking lots. Like, one almost hit a car. It was hilarious. So, that's nothing out of the ordinary. Thought I just missed a customer still in the store, so I started walking the store again. I found this cart in itself in the middle of an aisle. It had rolled by itself. Sure, that wasn't, you know, late night Larry doing his janitor work, bro. Like, are you sure? Both a little freaked out. It was weird. They went in the cash office, counted the money. They both said that they felt weird, him and the coworker, as they're leaving. So now he's driving home. He locks his door, enters his dark house. That's a little scary. He hears a weird noise. It sounded just like the noises I made when I was little, when I was trying to sound like a ghost. Ooh, okay. Turning the lights, walking around to see what it was. It wasn't the wind. It wasn't the fan. Dude, a noise like that could easily be the wind. It could easily be something else. But let's see. Couldn't find no source for this noise, and it didn't last long. A couple days later, my mom asked me to go check with my brother with her because he hadn't shown up for work a couple days, and nobody got a hold of him. Excuse me. As soon as I got the text, I just knew for 100% that he was dead, and sure enough, he was, and had been for a few. Oh my god. That took a turn, man. How did we get from a cart rolling in a grocery store to... Okay, this is deep. Sorry for your loss, man. Jesus. And I sure enough, he was, and okay, I wanted me to come home. I guess he had paid me a visit and wanted me to come home to find him. And then a couple... I don't know if this is true. Just, like, I feel like he would be one of the first people to know. And a couple days later, his friend calls and tells me he had a dream where my brother was confused and a little mad because his coworkers were at his house taking his tools. Well, guess what? That day, my mom had met his coworkers at his house and let him take his tools. My friend did not. Oh, my God. Well, that is really deep, and condolences, obviously, because that's awful. But, yeah, it seems to be a lot of, like, family members. When people get, like, ghost stories, it's a lot. It happens, like, in the same timing as, like, a loved one has passed away, or a family member, and it's a little weird. All right, two more. Hotel scary story. Now, dude, I've been in some scary hotels. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, not necessarily because they're in a weird area or, like old, but there's been some, like, scary just... I don't like hotels. Like, sometimes they give me bad vibes. Staying in a hotel and just laying down and sleep, all of a sudden there's this light breathing onto me right next to mine. I had a light on by the... And it's also crazy because some of the workers have, like, keys to your room. That thing always used to scare me. Anyways, scared to look over and see what it was. Different time, same hotel, and had a roommate. We were in town for training. At 3 a.m., the alarm went off. I asked my roommate why she set the alarm. She said she didn't and turned it off. At 3:15, it went off again. She turned it off. Went right back to sleep. I was trying to go to sleep. All of a sudden, the room got really cold. It was pitch black in the room. Hunkered down the blanket and made myself go to sleep. Thankfully, the company I work for us is... What? Dude, that's not like... That was such a disappointment. Haunted cemetery. Yeah, like, what cemetery is not haunted? Okay. Let's see this one. So me and my few... This is the last one. So me and my few friends decided to go on an adventure one night. Probably... Yeah, we know what you guys were doing. So around 12 a.m., we went and left. Let's just go to a cemetery at 12 a.m. Like, I don't get kids, man. Like, I understand you're probably having something to do, but, like... Who just goes to a cemetery at all? You don't need to. Like, you know what I mean? Especially at midnight. You know what you're doing. So we all packed up to the car with our equipment. I don't know what equipment these kids are about to do. It's a little weird. So we got to the cemetery. We were greeted with the gate, obviously. Closed off the entrance, so we had to go foot the rest of the way. Yeah, of course the cemetery is just going to be open at midnight, guys. As we got out of the car, we started hearing noises almost immediately. We noticed it sounded like someone hitting a branch on a tree. Yeah, bro, you're going to hear noises if you go to a cemetery. Three hits every few minutes, so we decided to call out and see if anyone was there. Yeah, passed away people, you guys there? You guys there? Show us. You're totally, even if a ghost was there, oh yeah, ghost. Hey, ghost. Like, yeah, I'm sure the ghost is going to come out and have a conversation with you. Now let me mind you, the cemetery is in the middle of nowhere, obviously. So we started walking the past cemetery gate. We noticed that we smelled something rotten. Come on, I wonder why. Continue to walk, ignoring the smell. Dude, there has to be one dude who's like, I'm out. Like, turning around. There's always that one kid who's like, yeah, this is dumb. Like, I would have turned around. This is straight out of a horror movie. Continue to walk, ignoring the smell. And as we got further into the cemetery, we heard the sound of native drums off in the distance. Now, this cemetery is on an island, one way in, one way out. So there's no way anyone could be there. It's a remote. Then why were you calling up your names? If there's no way that anybody else could be there, then why were you like, hello, hello? This is a little sus. Okay. So we got up. What kind of cemetery is on the island, too? Like, what? So we got into the end of the cemetery and noticed a statue with no head and no hand. The rumors of the statue are, firstly, if you stand in front of the statue with your back towards it, you will feel a hand touch you. Oh, nah, bro. Oh, God, I'm so out of there. Secondly, if you walk around the statue backwards three times with your eyes closed and end up facing the statue, you will see her eyes bleed. So we ended up trying our... Dude, these kids are straight out of that movie Talk to Me, bro. Like, what? Why are you trying this? So we ended up trying our backs, turned to the statue, nothing for the first few times. Then I felt a tug on my sweater. Like, what? Yeah, bro, that was the ghost telling you to get the hell out of there, man. We did try the second one, and nothing happened. So we stayed for a little while and ended up hearing strange noises. Somewhere his rope was heard swinging from the tree. But I couldn't find the source of the noise. We brought out the spear box. Oh, no. Nah. So these are like ghost hunters. Okay. These are like, that's what they're doing. Okay. These are like some real official ghost hunters. Actually, I want to get a ghost hunter on the pod, guys. Anyone knows anybody, even if you have multiple stories, I need you on the pod. We got to get to the bottom of this. Maybe I'll even do some more ghost hunting for content. Who knows? And then come on the pod and talk about my experience. That could be something. That could be an idea. Let me know if you guys want to see that. Anyways, let's finish off the story. But, we did try the second one, nothing happened, so we stayed for a little while, ended up hearing, okay, we got the box, and I asked it a few questions, and got a few responses, and I could have sworn if I heard my name come out of the box, so we asked it, whatever there was, knew my name, got an intelligent response, it says my name is clear as day, what says your name, like, they don't describe it, the voice, when you so what is there? Okay, so anyways, we walked out again and started to smell the disgusting sulfur smell again. We got out of this car. It was about 2:30 at this point. Yeah, you're in demon time. And we made it to the car. We stayed at the car for a little bit to see if we could hear anything before we left. Just happened to look down the long, dark road that led us ahead. And, yeah, let's just go down a long, dark road on this island. Like, nice. At this point, we all had our lights and equipment battery. So no lights at all. We continued, no lights. Like, that's smart. Very smart. And these guys are supposed to be ghost hunters. Let's just go down a dark road with no lights. Can you look? There's this figure down the road who I noticed had a bright glowing orange eyes and about 6 to 7 feet tall if it stood up. Figure was whatever it was, walking disoriented and was walking towards us. So we got super spooked by whatever this thing was that was watching us. So we hopped in the car as quickly as we could, turned on the lights as quickly as possible. In the car, we're all looking at each other. That was your first sign to get the hell out of there? A 6-7, not when you're getting tugged by the statue or with that awful smell. That was your first sign to get out of there. Okay, nice. Very smart. You're stuck there. I start the car, now the car won't turn over. Yeah, great going, guys. Probably drive a Prius. We were stuck there until the morning. No cell service, no way to tell. Sat all in the car, terrified all night. I mean, these guys deserve to get stranded. They were just went into it so stupid. I'm sorry. Basically, they stay all there, and we don't know what we saw that day, but we never spoke about it. Interesting. Someone says, I sense ChatGPT. That was he did describe it really well, but honestly, I don't know if that's true because, like, they're just, it's straight out of a horror movie. Like, your car just doesn't turn on all of a sudden. Like, I don't believe that at all. That's fake. I want to do one more. These are fun. Just left a haunted Airbnb. Dude, Airbnbs are scary, man. This could be something. We do a Friendsgiving trip. Oh, I do Friendsgiving. Shout out Friendsgiving. Friendsgiving trip every year in the early November. It's generally 15 or so people that go, so we always split the cost of a really nice Airbnb. Yeah, dude, 15, yeah, you can get a nice one. 15 people splitting at one Airbnb. Yeah, they're living, so this isn't something like, they're not going to some shack, you know what I mean? This is probably like a pretty nice, maybe near the city, right outside the city, maybe on the water, he doesn't say. Anyways, they're in on Friday night, playing fun group games, drinking, yep. Last night was our last night there, and we were all upstairs in the living room watching Netflix movies. Decided that I wanted to smoke some weed, so I went downstairs and grabbed my bong, smoked a bowl, and came in and locked the door behind me. So let's take into account this man is under the influence for the rest of the story. Then my belly started rumbling, if you can catch my drift. Yep, that's the exactly. There's a bathroom down the hallway downstairs, so I decided to go do my business away from everyone. Nice, nice. About 4 seconds after, I locked the door and started to sit down in the toilet, and there was a very obvious force against the door handle and shoved down. Okay, you gotta understand, bro, there's 14 other people in this house. You've been drinking, you've been smoking, let's take that into account. Yeah, see, so he says, I thought it was my girlfriend messing with me, so I yelled that, got no response. Still could be 13 other people in the house. Wasn't going really scared at this point because I figured it had to be someone messing with me. I yelled out, okay, F you, I'm coming out with a knife then. Jesus, relax. Went upstairs, immediately asked, who messed with me in the bathroom? Nobody said anything, was nobody downstairs. Apparently, okay, dude, this was really dumb. Yeah, dude, that was someone messing with you, come on. Yikes. No, let's do this one. I have a ghost in my room. Okay, hi, I'm a teenager who shares a room with my sibling. I'm usually the one in the room, only one in the room because I'm a bit of a hermit and choose to do my own things. Okay. Usually I sit at my desk and draw or do homework or play games with friends online. A few months ago, I felt a weird presence. When I was younger, I would sit in the kitchen and play video games, but I always felt like someone or something was watching me. Bro, I used to have that when I would be home alone. Like, I don't think I was this young. I was probably like early teens, like 12, 13, 14. I'd be home alone, and I felt like I was being watched sometimes. It's not like nothing was there, most likely, but it's like that feeling you get. People know who spend a lot of time, like, alone in a house, like, when your parents used to, like, leave and stuff. Like, you guys know what I feel like y'all know what I'm talking about. Anyways, I told my grandma, and she would just always tell me it was probably just trauma, and I should get off. Trauma from all that interesting. So back to present day, all the weird stuff that I experienced as a kid went away, but a few months ago, it came back. When I came too close to a picture of myself, my grandma put in my room, it would fall when I got close to it. I never knocked it down. It usually only happened when I was alone, but I also do have a little bit of sleep paralysis, but it never happens overnight. Weird stuff also seems to follow me to school, but I don't ever remember it, so I can't use any examples. Jokingly named my... Okay, so you had imaginary friends, man. On to the next. That was mean, I'm sorry. I feel like we can't end on that. We gotta end on a good one. We need to... How long is this? Okay, scariest thing that ever happened to me. Final one, final ghost story. If anyone's still listening, let's go. To begin this happened about 10 years ago, and I only ever told this to a few people face-to-face. Okay, we're getting a little inside information. Most people think it's a tall tale. It was honestly one of the most unsettling things that has ever happened to me and changed me from consenting skeptic to into something somewhat of a believer. See, like, I'm waiting for my, like, canon moment to happen where I can start believing this kind of stuff for real. When I was 22 years old, second year university student, so sophomore, no drink, no drugs, living in the Stoke area of the UK, I rented an old middle Terrence house in the second year with my then girlfriend and some friends. It was, yeah, dude, okay, this is off to a good start. Because I know what kind of house we're thinking of here. It was creepy and dark. It only had windows at the front and the back. Ooh, yeah, that's weird. Dingy and damp old basement. Oh, it's so over. Yeah, look at all those flags. Stuff with old furniture stuffed inside, and a black cat would show up. But what are with these black cats? I wish we had the one cat who ate a chipmunk and attacks a dude. Anyways, he befriended and fed. It was also creepy because of the dark and muddy that served as a human courtyard in the car park. Okay, so it's in a weird area. It did. As later I learned, bothered my downstairs housemate and his girlfriend who regularly footfalls at the night in the hallway. And this guy's okay. I also discovered a year after this event that the students who lived there year prior to all believed the house was haunted and were glad to move out. Main story. Okay, so that was the context. My term time ended 4 weeks after all the other tenants because I had to do clinical placement. This meant I lived in a large house alone, which I loved. I'm an introvert and love alone time. Started great for the first 2 weeks. I enjoyed despite the background creepiness, blah, blah, blah. However, after the 2 week mark, I became aware of a creepy sense of dread that I couldn't rationalize or find cause for. I'm not overly anxious person. I enjoyed my company. Nothing weird had happened. I began to feel very unwelcome and very much not alone. I felt how a prey animal must feel. Okay. I began to feel so scared in the day I would do a 3 mile walk on the campus and sit and work in the library. Oh, you know it's bad. I'd come home and be afraid. I had to move a large comfy room to the smallest bedroom, lock the door, and sleep with my back to a wall, often with the light on. So, yeah, this man's afraid, bro. And the final day, I went, dude, but he's not explaining what he's seeing. He's just saying how scared he is. But you know what I mean? Like, he's just, I guess he just feels weird. I went around systematically ensuring the light was always on. Yeah, this guy's paranoid level 100. This is where it gets really scary. Okay, fine. Jesus. It was late afternoon, still light outside, but the house was dark. I steeled myself to turn the hallway light off, but the light switch was about 4 meters from the front door at the foot of the stairs. It was night. It was dark out. Normally because no windows and all the doors shut. I turned the light off and scurried away without turning my back to the stairs. This guy is so paranoid, but I used to be like that too. Daylight still lit the hallway from the open front door. Okay. I could feel, can't explain, a vicious shadowy cloud slowly making down the stairs towards me. Felt such male malevolence. Basically tripped backwards into the street and into daylight. Shut the door and everything felt fine. Nothing happened. The only way I can explain this is feeling like it to a Dementor. A Dementor, bro? Dude, we're not in Harry Potter, my guy. Okay, yeah. We're going to wrap up Ghost Stories, but yeah, no, for sure, guys. If you enjoyed what I kind of did, just like reading through, or if you like, I think I'm going to do a part two of this, but I'm either going to have a guest, just one of my friends, to read stories and analyze stories with me, or I'm getting an actual pro ghost hunter on here, and we're going to figure out what they've seen, interview them, see if they're capping or not. Need to figure out how I could get to one of the, I don't know where you can find them, but someone please let me know. EE on MikePod, DM me on Instagram. And yeah, I want to thank everyone who listened to this episode, and we will see you guys in the next one. Make sure to keep your light. Watch out for the cats that eat you. So, but yeah, thanks to everyone who supported me, and I will see you in the next episode, and